This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Next week marks the official start of summer, the solstice. But in places like Houston, Texas, it's already well into the 90s.
Right now it's a little bit past 6 and it is sufficiently swampy. Yeah, and it's pretty disgusting outside actually. But I think that's just what we've got to work with until July-ish, and then it'll only get swampier, and then it'll disappear around November.
Brian Washington is a Houston native who's published essays and short fiction in The New Yorker. And a couple of years back, Brian took us to one of his favorite places in the city, a local institution known as the West Alabama Ice House. Now, what exactly is an ice house?
I think the idea of an ice house is really debatable, and I think the only consistency with everyone's definitions is that there really is no one true definition of what an ice house is. Some folks would argue that it has to have been a place that literally sold ice at some point in time. Some people could argue that an ice house's signifier is shitty parking to sort of accentuate the fact that it's a community hub and people from the community would walk over and just hang out. Some people would argue that an ice house had to have originally served as a sort of convenience store, because that's how many ice houses started out, and that they sold ice, you know, they sold milk, they sold bread, because it was a place that could keep those things cool. I think it's literally different from a regular bar in that swaths of it are outside and swaths of it are populated by benches, and the ice house doesn't sell liquor either. They sell beer, they sell cider, they sell water, they sell sodas, but they don't sell hard liquors. This is not something that they do. So if you were walking from off the road, like you're just walking to the ice house from off the street, you're going to run right into some benches. You might stub your toe on one of them as you head your way to the bar, and if you turn the corner, there's a bit of an awning with a series of TVs, or most folks are watching whatever basketball game. Right now it's the playoffs.
Dude, they're just so inconsistent getting them to show up.
I know that one chicken truck was very inconsistent, but it's summertime now. We need to get it going.
You know I want to eat.
Well, I think the concept of the ice house started in the late 1800s, because you had these ships that were coming down from Maine to the Gulf of Mexico, and they would stop over in Galveston, and that's where they would unload and sell the ice that they had left over. I first started coming to the ice house because it was a meeting place or a sort of nexus point, because like the first time I was hanging out in Montrose, I had never been in this neighborhood before, so I was just still exploring it, mostly just like gay clubs and gay bars around the area, and it was a great place to meet people because everyone knew where it was. So it served as a sort of landmark, so you could pregame and get a beer or whatever for significantly cheaper than you would at whatever bar or club that you were going to, and then just go off and enjoy your evening. So it served as a sort of introduction to the neighborhood in this part of town for me, and it's sort of remained in my life since then.
What's up? How are you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, can I get a Bohemia, and then can we also get a Topo Chico?
But I've had like not great experiences in ice houses as well. You know, I've gotten kicked out of this particular ice house like twice. The first time that I got kicked out, I was just hanging out with some friends, and we were sitting next to a table, and there was like this group of like burlier white guys, and they were talking very loud, and one of them was pretty virulently homophobic, which now I would not have the reaction that I did then, but as someone who had just like come out a few years ago, I hadn't had too many contacts with like blatant open homophobia. So I picked a fight, and it was like, I say kicked out, but that's a bit of a euphemism. It's not like it's a movie where we were literally thrown out, but you know, the bartender came over and they like shoot us out, and like that was my end of, you know, the end of my relationship with the ice house for a few months, or you know, a little while. The other time I broke up with someone, but yeah, we had a pretty significant argument being you know, right before we were asked politely to leave. Yeah.
I'm not a DJ though. Yasha, what do you want to hear?
I'd say these days I'm here about once or twice a week. And if I'm here like on a weekend, let's say, then I'm probably working on something. So I'll have my laptop and I'll just edit whatever I need to edit, or just work on emails or whatever for a few hours, and then inevitably I'll end up people watching and just sort of gelling in with the ice house itself, whatever the vibe is that particular day. There have been times where I've been here and there have been like wedding parties, let's say, and they've asked me to like sit with them. It's like they might have like too much beer, they might have too much food, and you end up talking to people and you get swept up in whatever the excitement is. It's a space where I've just like lived here, you know, sort of run through the spectrum of emotions, and I can't think of too many places outside of like an actual home or an actual workplace where that would be the case.
Brian Washington at the West Alabama Ice House in the Montrose neighborhood of Houston. We spoke with Washington in 2019, and his novel, Family Meal, is set to come out in the fall.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.